The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
And at the beginning of the race, it was really cool because we're all sitting there and they sing the national anthem. It's all for Scottish Rite Hospital. And there's this girl who was really sick at one point. She sang the national anthem. And then right when she's done, they do a flyover. Three F-15s.
That'll get you pumped up.
Perfectly in sync, yeah. Right after they're done, the announcer comes on and goes, and by the way, we just caught Saddam Hussein, because no one knew.
Really?
Yeah, so everyone just went berserko, and they started the race that way. And then the top 20 guys, bang, they fire off like a cannon. I mean, literally. They're
those
shot out.
Are off on like
they're
a
running
five
like
minute mile.
5 minute miles. Yeah.
After the F-16s flew by, did a biplane with the Baby Dolls banner fly behind it?
Yeah, with a little Silver City tag in the back.
Right.
No, I don't think they're allowed to cheapen the marathon with that.
What about
the funniest thing that happened?
Yes.
It's the Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Yeah.
Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Kobe Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
The Hardline. 3:19 is the time. 19 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is glued to America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio AM 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Wednesday. It is the 17th of December. We have 2 weeks left in the year.
Where has it gone?
Where has it gone? Where does it go? Both great questions, and hopefully we'll have them answered by the time we conclude 4 hours of sports and all that that implies with you today.
1 week from today, Rons, we will not be here.
Yes, dry dock is looming.
One week from today.
Our final day will be the 23rd. That is Tuesday. But we must worry with what is before us. And what is before us is today. And what a big day this is going to be. A-Rod talk seems to be taking the day. And we will certainly devote a certain amount of the presentation to it. That is tabbed for about 4:30 or so. If you would like to make what they like to call a listening appointment, I don't actually believe people do that, but if you want to, fine. At 6:30, here's another listening appointment opportunity for you to pick up on Fax Fodder. If you would like to participate in Fax Fodder, that's a whole nother issue. Your entry portal is hardline@theticket.com, so email us accordingly. Danny in Lake Highlands will scrutinize it and then pass it on in here to us, assuming, of course, that it passes muster with him.
Could be one of the last 5 days of Fax Fodder. I'm assuming everything means everything when we come back.
You want to do everything means everything?
Why not? Sure. I thought that was every year.
I'd love to.
Well, let's do it.
I'd love to do everything means everything.
Let's do it.
Just knock this thing down to the nubs and start over again.
Right.
Boy, I'd love to do that. At 6:10, we have E! News Jr.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Hello? No, we don't.
Well, why not?
Because we don't. That has not been agreed upon.
It says E! News Jr. here.
No, no,
if it says E! News Jr. on the run sheet, doesn't that mean E! News Jr., Grego?
No, because E! News Jr. is supposed to consist of something that I don't want to talk about, and I'm not prepared to talk about, and I don't think it deserves an entire segment. But you guys seem to think so.
I do.
I do, too.
I certainly do. It's a sad day for me.
That the death of Gary P. Stewart...
No, just Gary Stewart...
The well-known country singer passed on to the next plane.
Think how many times you called out his name on the concert calendar, Rhymes.
Weekly.
Yeah.
That's how spare he is. He's a local
the time.
Guy.
He is not spare.
You know what? When Bugs Henderson dies, not devoting a whole segment to him.
Why not?
When Vince Vance and the Valiants dies, I don't think we're going to go full segment.
He's not a local guy. He played here a lot, but he's not local.
I don't know if Vince Vance and the Valiants are full segment guys, but Bugs Henderson sure is.
Oh, God.
And so is Gary Stewart, I think.
Or Axis Rocket or whatever his name is.
Rocky Athus?
Yeah.
Axis Rocket. And Gary Stewart's not just some local guy.
Axis, I didn't even know what you were talking about there.
I did. Gary Stewart was a touring national act.
He's had many, many country hits.
You couldn't even name him in the meeting.
I did. I named off 10.
You named off 2.
No, I didn't.
And then you had to look in the paper for the third one.
No, I named off 10.
Well, we found several. And actually, this is certainly worthy of a segment.
We have a whole CD.
Did we find some upstairs?
Nope. The greatness of iTunes.
At 5:50, we're going to do the 12 Days of Christmas. Or the hardline 12 Days of Christmas. That will be at 5:50 today as opposed to the more customary 5:30. So that at 5:30 we might bring you both the Ranch Report and a very special and major announcement pertaining to Charity Challenge on Ice. At 5:10 we're doing something with the Beach Boys. I think we're going to line up Dennis Wilson, Carl Wilson, Mike Love, and Brian Wilson, and figure out which one is the most screwed up.
Or which one's dead, which one's still alive.
At 4:30, there will be A-Rod Talk, Senior E-News, or I guess...
Only E-News.
I guess E-News the Patriarch is at 4:10. Now, 3:50 is marked for NFL, Grego, but I'm going to lobby for an alteration in this.
Okay.
Because something happened 10 years ago today pertaining to the NFL that has impacted all of us. And I think we need to discuss and focus in on that.
Cool.
And I'm assuming you know what it is.
Plan B free agency?
No. We'll get to it at 3:50. And at 3:30, we're going to do something that we have not done yet. All year, Christmas talk.
You know what? It may not turn out to be Christmas talk.
Why?
Because someone is in major violation of what they should be doing this entire week.
Well, not me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing... Hey, the bit's off.
Huh.
My? The bit's off because some of us have...
No,
Psycho's even got his whistle today.
Yeah. You are screwing the P1s. You.
Yep.
Not me.
Really? Who's the only one not in their outfit?
Hey, I'm keeping it real.
How? Who's the only one not in their outfit?
By showing up here...
Who's not in their outfit now?
By showing up here in outfit...
Who's not in their outfit now?
By showing up here in outfit and ready to go.
Well, what are you doing now? You're wearing shorts.
Well, everybody else is not doing it, so why should
I? What do you mean? Look at us. We're all in costume
here.
What
did you show up here in?
Don't end a sentence in a preposition.
He's right.
In what did you show up here?
We're not talking about him.
In what did you show up?
We're talking about you. This is all about you now.
No, right. Well, I'm turning it around on you.
You can't.
No.
Oh, but I can.
No, it's already on you.
But I can.
You're not dressed.
I am dressed.
Hey, I had a high-level meeting with someone, and I brought my jumpsuit up here.
All right, you, I understand. Him, I don't. Snake.
I don't care whether you understand. I'm wearing the tuxedo from 3 to 7 every day.
I thought the rule was we were supposed to wear it inside here.
Well, you probably thought wrong.
You need to go change.
Go put your
you really do.
Bombs back on.
Cat is upset. Cat pulled me aside and said, what's Mike doing?
Now, you know,
what's Mike's problem?
You know why he's doing this, Snake.
Yeah, because TV's coming up here, and he didn't want to be photographed in his Royal Tenenbaum's
outfit.
That's
exactly what it is.
No, no, it doesn't bother me a bit to be photographed in Royal Tenenbaum outfit. Not one whit.
Uh-huh. It's so convenient that when the announcement...
Quit blowing that whistle!
When the announcement came down that TV was coming up here,
I could care less. Look,
that's when you started being a baby.
I'm not being a baby. I'm the one that's keeping it real. You're the one being the baby.
If you're keeping it real...
You're the one being the baby because, I got to walk in here in my T-shirt and my blue jeans and everything, and I'll change at 3 o'clock when it's time for the show.
Hey, Grego won this thing. Let him set the rules for it.
I'm out of this whole deal.
Just being partial and
set
the rules.
Because to be honest with you, I thought it was a dumb idea from the get-go. I won the thing, so I didn't have to do anything, but I still think it's a dumb idea, wearing these stupid outfits, because nobody sees it. And if we had to do it out...
It's a pain in our own ass. In our own ass. I don't care.
Hold that.
In our collective asses?
Yes. I don't care what
it's
the other people...
Not a pain in mine. I don't mind mine.
Well, then why aren't you wearing it?
Because... It's the principle of the thing. No, I'm not being a baby.
All right, if he agrees to walk out of here with it on and wear it tomorrow, will you please put yours on? Because I'm telling you, I'm wearing this.
All right, but from now on, we walk in here with them on. We walk out of here with them on.
Fine.
Do we understand?
I'm walking right out that door, and I'm taking it off.
No, you walk out of the building.
Okay, I'll take it off in my car.
Okay, fine. That's fine. That's fine.
And I'm bringing it right back up here and hanging it up.
But you're going to have to wear it up here.
Fine. But from now on, you walk in here with it on, it stays on for the duration, and you walk out of here with it on. And after that, I don't care what happens to it.
I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't do it right.
That's right. You didn't do it right.
You're going to change the game and not wear it.
I'm not changing the game. I thought that's what the game was.
You know, Corby's the one that set up the rules. And I distinctly remember him saying... You got to wear it up here and back, so if you have to stop and get gas...
Yeah, so what are you defending him for?
If you have to stop and get gas, remember that analogy you use? Then you're going to be doing it in your outfit. You use that analogy.
I did use that analogy.
Well, the rules hadn't been changed.
That's right, they haven't been.
Well, you're both being babies, because you're Mr. Principal Man over there.
That's right. Hey, I'm keeping it real.
Stop it with
I'm the one keeping it real.
Really, don't put your outfit on if you're keeping it real. Weenus.
Ooh, titty baby.
You're a little weenus is what you are. Part wimp, part penis. Weenus. That's you. Mike Weenus Reiner on the ticket.
Well, you're a greenus. Part what you are.
Part grape, part penis.
That's right. All right, it is.
Stop it!
Psycho's got his whistle.
Oh, my God, that's driving me up the wall. It's driving me absolutely batty.
Keep it up, Psycho.
Stop it! I have a question pertaining to Christmas.
What?
Well, we'll get into it next. Are you...
Well, if you're going to set up a tease, set up one. Don't set it up like a conversation. I mean, you set up like
yeah,
you were asking
to be
us.
Specific. Come on.
You were set up like you were asking us something. You didn't set that up like a tease.
All right, coming up next, Cobra's Christmas question here on the ticket.